With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Uker Eskridge is a waterman on Tangier Island in the southern Chesapeake Bay. He's also mayor of this remote fishing village of 700 people. But as he motored through the harbor, he confessed that even he could not handle the lawlessness that had hit the town's crab shacks.
Sometimes they wait for the guys to go home for the night, and what they do, you'll see them with their heads out of the water just waiting for the guys to go home for the night. And if they're gonna come to your tanks, they'll come at night when you're at home.
Was he talking about thieves?
I was having quite a bit of trouble with otters. Otters would get into tanks. They'll actually eat soft crabs.
River otters are stocky, muscular members of the weasel family that are native to the Chesapeake region. But they do not look weaselly. They have powerful legs, webbed feet, and can grow up to 40 inches long.
The otters are pretty good size. They're like a small dog, I guess, and pretty sharp teeth they have and claws.
Now, I had always thought of otters as cute, playful, fuzzy things. So I had a hard time believing that they could be causing so much trouble for the island's crabbers by plundering their tanks full of soft crabs. So to check the accuracy of the story, I went ashore and visited Ken Castelli, director of the Tangier Island Museum. He said it was all true, and worse than I thought.
Stay away from them because they're cute to look at, but don't go anywhere near them.
Really? Otters?
Yeah, every now and then one of them will get into a crab house when somebody's working out there, and they'll chase them out, or they'll throw something at them or whatever, and sometimes they stay away, but for the most part they come back with all their friends later on, and they pretty much just work like gangs, and they go through your stuff from one end to another and tear it all apart.
Gangs on Tangier Island? There aren't any police on Tangier Island. Back on the water, Uker told me how he had finally overcome the menace that was threatening his soft crab business. He found an unorthodox savior one day, adrift on the bay, a family of cats. He gave the cats a new home in his crab shack.
I have actually four cats out there. I rescued them during a storm when they were kittens. They were coming by on a piece of driftwood, hanging on to the driftwood, and I just bought them there. I was going to take them back to the island, and I kept them there until they got some size to them.
As the four black cats grew more muscular, they became fearsome and effective guardians of the soft crabs that Uker kept in his tanks.
After the cats had been out there, I noticed the otters quit harassing me.
Cats work so well in scaring otters, rats, and seagulls away. Over the decades, islanders have let their cats multiply. The cats outnumber the humans on the island. If the cats could vote, they could elect a cat to replace the mayor. But of course, they can't. And so they had no say when Uker and his fellow humans brought in a SWAT team of veterinarians to spay and neuter their out-of-control cat militia. That should give the otters something to cheer about. After all, they've been eating crabs here for millennia. From an otter's perspective, it is the cats and their human co-conspirators that are the real trespassers and thieves. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the ABEL Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence. With my tail in the air. Straight cats.